is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ops Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here's your host, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Filling in for Michael Spears, I'm Jason Bishop. And so Camden County coach continues to march through the regular season. 47-7 win over Atlantic Coast out of Jacksonville. And Atlantic Coast, they were a pretty improved team. I remember last year when we played them midway through the season, they had not won a game. This year they came in at like 3-1, 4-1, something like that.
Yeah. Actually, it had been 4-0, and they lost to Mandarin the week before we played them. And so now I think they're 4-2 or something. But, yes, they didn't win a game last year. They had new coaching staff that has come in and really got them playing well. Had a lot of the same players back, and they're just playing much better this year. So, yes, it was a the score, turned out to be 47-7, but certainly felt like they had a much better football team than they did last year.
What were you telling your team as far as things they needed to do, things you needed to take away from Atlantic Coast, things your team needed to do to win that football game?
Well, we had a come to Jesus meeting on Wednesday of that week because, my fear was they thought it was going to be the same team we played last year, And we knew as coaches and watching film that they were playing a whole lot better and playing with a lot more confidence. And our kids responded pretty well. We did not play bad. It wasn't probably our most emotional game. We probably weren't the best we could have played. But I felt like they kind of took a business-like approach. They knew we had an off week coming up after. They knew we had the region getting ready to start. So I'm not saying we went through the motions by any stretch. But they went out there and did what they had to do. And, it was a good win for us against an improved Atlantic Coast team.
Talk about your team's effort, Coach. Obviously the Wildcats, you guys jumped up pretty quickly and got up fast, and it seemed like just kind of held your foot to the gas throughout the game. Talk about your team's effort.
Well, again, I don't think we played as well as maybe we have played earlier, but we didn't play bad, and it's a good sign, I guess, if you don't play your absolute best, and you can still win pretty handily. But I was not disappointed in our play because I didn't feel like we were going to be just emotionally charged and ready to go. But again, you hope you can survive those weeks because you can't do it every week. And this week we have to be emotionally charged and ready to go. So I think, the off week came in a good time and getting a good solid win against Atlantic Coast, it was just what the doctor ordered.
You're listening to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talk about, I'm sure you probably had a chance, or I guess I'll just ask, have you had a chance to go back and look at the Atlantic Coast film for your team from the game?
Oh, absolutely. That's first thing Saturday morning or sometimes even Friday night ritual for us that, we go through that film every game with a fine-tooth comb and try to, figure out what we need to improve on, what mistakes we made, and then we actually meet with our kids on Sunday, and we go through it with them. And we do that no matter who we're playing, with it. That's just kids learn looking at film, no question. So, we watched it very closely. We have corrected some of the things we did wrong, in that game, and hopefully, you do that every week and you hope the kids don't get bored with it because, you have to fix things. We never play perfectly and we always got stuff we need to work on.
Some kids that had some standout performances in the Atlantic Coast game, some kids that you want to give some kudos to, Coach, talk a little bit about them.
Well, as usual, Jason, I don't like to single kids out. I felt like offensively that our kids played pretty consistent all night long. Defensively, we had a few ups and downs. Had some mistakes in our kicking game that we hadn't normally had. And But, you know, again, I'll mention DeNigel Cooper. DeNigel, he had a screen pass that he took for 80 yards for a touchdown, and he covered a kickoff. He's one of our better kickoff coverage guys, and, you know, he has a catapult thing on, and he ran 22 miles an hour, which is, you know, there's not many people in America that can do that. And, you know, he was running 22 miles an hour covering a kickoff. We kid him, he was running harder on the kickoff than he was on the screen pass. But, you know, that's a great thing for us. But he had a good game. Elias Williams continues to improve. Parks Riando had a good game, a quarterback again. And, you know, Jaden Daly probably had the best game of anybody on offense. And, you know, is consistent every week, plays well every week. But our offensive line is playing well, too. And that's something that, you know, it happens every year. We're not very good at the beginning, and our offensive line starts gelling a little bit. So I thought they played another good game.
Yeah, and Coach, you mentioned DeNigel Cooper. You know, he's not, I guess his body frame isn't really the type of body frame you would think of a kid running 22 miles an hour. But also, I remember last year in the Grayson game, in the playoff game, we ran some kind of special play to him that ended up being a big game. I think we might have scored a touchdown on that play.
We did. And DeNigel would be a great tight end, a great tight end. But his skill set and what everybody wants to recruit him as is a defensive player. And, you know, so he plays defense for us and every now and then plays some tight end. But, you know, he's certainly a weapon when he's on that side of the ball. And, you know, when you have him on one side and Elias on the other side, it that creates some problems for your opponents.
Coach, you're heading to the bye week. Before we get into the Richmond Hill stuff, wrapping up this segment before we head to break, talk about this week of practice, the off week, heading into the Richmond Hill game, team's mindset, how the practice has been, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you never know exactly how to handle an off week. I mean, there's always different ways to look at it, but we went out on Monday. I mean, you know, our starters hadn't played a lot in the second half in the last couple of weeks, and so we went out on Monday, and we knew the weather was going to be bad the rest of the week, and so Monday was an extremely hard practice for us. We went in full pads. We did a lot of live work and really got after it in practice on Monday. And then, yes, on Tuesday we wound up, you know, getting some rain and had to go inside. By Wednesday, we were able to get out and practice pretty good again. So we had a good day then. And then Thursday, we went Thursday morning because we had JV and ninth grade games right after school. And so the kids were off Thursday afternoon and Friday. And so we came back out this week, and I thought they looked good and refreshed. And, they needed that break. I think the coaches needed the break. You know, we'd had 8 straight weeks of competition. So I think the off week came at a great time.
Okay. More to come on the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you, and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person, no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for two. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we talked about the big 47-7 win over Atlantic Coast. You get through the first half of your season 4-1, now heading into region play, Coach. So, I want to talk a little bit about, obviously, you're getting ready for Richmond Hill. Talk a little bit about the Richmond Hill Wildcats. What about them gets your attention? I'm sure you've seen them on film.
Well, we have. You know, we've seen all their games. I had an opportunity. I went and watched them play when they played Creekside up at Glenn County, and you know, sat in the stands on their sideline and watched a half, and then they had a lightning delay. But, you know, just like last year, very, very solid football team, extremely well coached. Their kids play with great intensity and just play hard. And they're a physical football team. And, you know, that when you watch our film from last year and watch their films this year, you know, it looks like you're looking at the same team. I mean, you know, they're all back. They had everybody back. We had a lot of people back, too. But, you know, they were one of the younger teams in our region last year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they have beaten four really good teams. They lost in a very close game to Ware County. The score was like 28-7, but it was 7-7 midway through the fourth quarter. So they lost to a really good Ware team, and then they lost you know, to Coffee County, who's ranked number one in the state in 5A. So, you know, they beat New Hampstead, who has a really good football team. They beat Effingham, who beat Glenn really bad this past week. They beat Creekside and you know, beat Jenkins. So they've played a tough schedule, and they're 4-2. They played some good competition. And you know, I guess the thing that scares me the most about them is they have so many weapons on offense, and they're so solid in all phases of their game. You know, they have the leading scorer in our region, Nick Bliss. They have the leading rusher in our region. Running back they've got number two, and then they have another running back that they've started playing that he might be the best one of them all. So, you know, we know we got our hands full with them in every phase of the game, and I think they've got a really good football team.
I saw that early in the year, you know, they went over to Effingham and, you know, beat what was an Effingham team that, you know, struggled early on, and now, you know, they've certainly turned it on. They've looked much better than they did at the beginning of the season. With Richmond Hill, I feel like that it's kind of been a Jekyll and Hyde with that group. They've looked really good at times, and other times kind of they'll leave you scratching your head a little bit. As far as offensively, Coach, I feel like that Coach Lazat up there, you know, last year when we played him, 1 minute he's run the spread, the next minute for almost a half he's run the Wildcat against us. What type of offense are you preparing for or expecting him to run?
Well, that's the thing. You know, you have to prepare for everything. They do have some spread qualities, and they've got some really good receivers. And you know, they like throwing quick screens and like to hurt you in that way. But then they'll come points in the game where he'll just going to line up and say, we're going to run right at you and see if you can stop us. And you know, they're very good at that. And, you know, they put that Nick Bliss kid back there, you know, along with some other kids in the Wildcat formation. And, you know, he's just tough to handle. He is really, really a special football player. And, I mean, like I said, he's leading our region in scoring. And, you know, most of it has been out of that Wildcat formation. So they've been able to do both against everybody they've played. You know, we got to hope they're off in one of those areas, you know, at least where we can kind of narrow it down a little bit.
Yeah, Coach, and, you know, you mentioned about last year they were a young team. They've got this group of sophomores, or excuse me, of juniors and seniors, or that are now juniors and seniors now. They've kind of been pointing to this particular class, getting to be upperclassmen, hoping for some special things at that group. For the first time in quite some time, they'll come down to Chris Gilman Stadium. It'll be the first time they've ever played a region game at Chris Gilman Stadium, hoping that the fans will come out. Coach, what have you told your team defensively about Richmond Hill? I mean, we just finished talking about, you know, the unpredictability of the offense. What are you talking to your defense about?
Well, we just, first of all, we got to play hard. We got to tackle well. You know, those are two things that we've gotten better at, but we've got to continue. You know, they put so much pressure on you because of all the different things they can do. And, you know, when I watched them live against Creekside, you know, leading rusher in the first half was their quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, they were going empty and letting him run the ball, and he was killing people. And, you know, but There's other games where the running backs have just destroyed people, and there's other games that they just get the ball in Nick Bliss's hands, and, you know, he does his thing. Again, you know, it's like defending a 10-headed monster. You know, you don't know which one you're going to get. So we just got to be very solid, and we can't give up big plays. And, you know, the thing is they get in this Wildcat deal, and then all of a sudden you got everybody crammed up there, and they hit you over the top for a big play. And, you know, I've watched the Nick Bliss kid do that about every film, that, you know, they get you to where you think that they're, you know, just going to run the ball, and you know, then they hurt you over the top. So we've got to be good. We've got to take away quick screens. We've got to take away big plays. Double moves by the receivers have been a big part of it. And then when they line up in that Wildcat, we got to bite down on our mouthpiece and might discourage them from doing that.
More to come on the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, word from our sponsors.
The best low country boil in southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck's Seafood, 107 Altama in Brunswick, right beside Van Vaden. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Wildcats!
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, obviously getting ready for Richmond Hill, we were talking about some things that we were trying to take away from them. Obviously, you know, now with Parks pretty much playing quarterback full time and running the wing T, just kind of the same old stuff, right? Not same old stuff, but practice what we do. This is what we do, and we're going to do what we do and stick to our identity pretty much every game, right? Not doing do anything different versus Richmond Hill than you would do it versus Atlantic Coast offensively.
Not really. You know, we like our identity right now. You know, I was kidding the coaches after the game the other night because I think we passed for 230 yards or something like that. And I said, I don't like it. And they all looked at me and I said, it almost feels like we're cheating, you know, when we're throwing the ball. You know, we just need to be able to run it all the time. But, you know, we've got some talented receivers, and, you know, they've been playing well. And, you know, Parks does a real good job in our play action stuff. So, as my coach said to me one time when I was in high school, you know, you got to dance with who brung you. And, you know, what we've been doing is what we're going to try to continue to do.
Coach, you know, I know that I heard you give a line last year at this very Richmond Hill game. You may not remember this, but me, you, and Coach Lazotte were standing on the field right before the Richmond Hill game, just chit-chatting, and Coach Lazotte was telling us about how excited he was to be a part of our region with the Valdostas and the Lounge and all that, that it gave him goosebumps. And you responded with, it might give you goosebumps, but it gives me nightmares.
Well, we know, there's... You know, people can make an argument that, you know, it might be other regions with more talent or whatever. But I know this. There's not another area of the country, in my opinion, certainly in the state of Georgia, where you're going to walk into the type of atmospheres that you're going to get on Friday night. I coached in Metro Atlanta. You know, I coached at the highest level in Metro Atlanta. Not once did we ever go into a stadium full of crazy fans like Colquitt or Valdosta or Lowndes or even Richmond Hill. Richmond Hill has fit in nicely because, you know, they got those crazy Southern fans just like the rest of us do. And, you know, that's what makes coaching in this region special. You know, and I understand what Coach Lazotte says about you getting goosebumps because as a competitor, you love that. But it also does give me nightmares because, you got to play some really good football teams that are really, really well coached, and there's not a bad team in this region.
I took it as a really great moment where, of course, you know, Coach Lazotte's a younger coach who is, you know, just now beginning to break through and get some attention as far as how good of a coach he is. And, you know, there's the great Jeff Heron, been there, done that. It was kind of that moment where, hey, son, this isn't as fun as you think it is.
Well, you know, it can be fun, and, you know, that's our goal is we want to play confident and have fun. But, you know, again, I have been through a few of these rodeos, and I know the type of competition we're getting ready to see.
Yeah. Coach, could I get you, and if you don't want to do it, I understand. I think about Richmond Hill, and I have an opinion of them, and I have an opinion of Lowndes and Colquitt and Valdosta. In your opinion, do you want to sum up the region, what you expect, how the region is shaped up, or would you rather stay away from that?
Well, you know, I think anybody in our region can beat anybody else on a given night. I will say that. But I think also, realistically, Colquitt, mm-hmm. you know, everybody in our region had a lot of people coming back. Mm-hmm. The problem was that Colquitt beat everybody in our region pretty bad last year. Mm-hmm. You know, so I guess the tale of the tape's going to be who's closed the gap on Colquitt. Because again, I think everybody in our region's capable of beating the other ones. But you know, we still Colquitt's still the champ, and you know, somebody's got to dethrone them. You know, they're off this week, so it ain't gonna happen this week. And mm-hmm. We'll see. But I do think they're on top until somebody proves otherwise.
And of course, this week we have Richmond Hill, and we talked a lot about them in the first segment. But I don't think it's a game that should be taken lightly. As you remember, I know you do, it was your first region win since coming back. We escaped out of that place last year with a 21-14 win. And I mean that. I felt like we escaped out of there. So that's a good football team we're going to see Friday night.
Well, they are. You know, we didn't play our best last year against them. You know, we turned the ball over two or three times. We got stopped down, you know, inside the five once. You know, so we didn't feel like the score should have been as close as it possibly was. But that's the other part of the problem that Richmond Hill does. And, you know, they kept fighting and, you know, they wound up scoring and we had to recover an onside kick. We know that it's going to be a tough game and our kids know that. And, you know, it's a playoff game because you've got to beat somebody in the region to go to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And we know that, and Richmond Hill knows that. So it should be a playoff-type atmosphere come Friday night. At least we hope so.
Yeah, and, Coach, just to wind things up, it wasn't very long ago, maybe 2 or 3, possibly 4 years ago, don't think it's quite been 4, maybe, Richmond Hill came down here and beat us pretty good. So it's a good football team.
2020, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Because I believe I was sitting up there in Tennessee, and I watched it online. And, Richmond Hill put a beat down on us down here that night and physically just kind of mauled Camden. And, they've got a similar team this year, so we got to be ready for it.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's go Wildcats.
All right.
Coach, thank you for your time.
No problem, Jason.
This has been the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron. I'm Jason Bishop, signing off.